Today on the Daily Getter Daily Thought, I tackle the most controversial topic in the history of mankind. Something so divisive, such incitement of anger and hatred and rage will be taken from this podcast. Some heads may explode. That's right. I'm going to answer the question all the so-called sports experts can't answer, the top 10 quarterbacks in NFL history. Can't talk politics all the time, my friends. You gotta do a little sports sometimes. So stay with me. The bell tolls for sports reporters and the keepers of false sports narratives and loudmouth idiots like Stephen A. Smith. And welcome to the Daily Getter Daily Thought, the sports edition. And it's NFL quarterback time. Top 10 all time. Now, let me amend that. Top 10 in my lifetime. So there will be no Johnny Unitas. He retired before I ever watched football. No Otto Graham. No Slinging Sammy Ball. Guys like that from back in those days. Y.A. Tittle. I never saw him play. This is the top 10 I've ever seen play. And let me do something a little differently. Instead of going 10 to 1, I'm just going to tell you who number 1 is. Because, well, two reasons. First, as soon as I get to number 2, you'll know who number 1 is. It's Tom Brady. I don't like the Patriots. In fact, I usually root against the Patriots. Unless they're playing the Eagles or the Seahawks. But Tom Brady, no matter what standard you want to use regular season stats, he's got them. You want to use the fact that he's, a lot of times his career has not had the best top flight receivers, use that. You want to use the incredible unmatched postseason success. 5 Super Bowl championships. He's been to 3 more. And yet getting to a Super Bowl is a big deal. Getting to conference championships is a big deal. He's been to more of those than anyone else. There is no way you stack up the numbers, any way you want to slice the dice, that Tom Brady's number 1. If you don't agree, I'm sorry. And I'm not one who overemphasizes championships, because football is a team sport. Understand that. There's like basketball and baseball and hockey, all team sports. Now, let's go to number 10. Ben Roethlisberger. This guy has got a couple of Super Bowl rings, been to another phenomenal success. Very accurate with the deep pass. So hard to bring down. Extends plays so well. He's just a phenomenal quarterback. And anyone, to me, that doesn't put him in the top 10, I don't know. I just can't see why you wouldn't. There's no way you look at Big Ben and say he's not one of the top 10 to me. And understand, when you get to the top 10, there's not a lot of space between any of these top 10. To me, Brady's an easy choice. But 10 and 9, 8, those, you get into those numbers, you could flip around. Number 9. Ready? I'm going to raise some eyebrows with this one. Warren Moon. Warren Moon, you say? He never won a championship. He had incredible success in the Canadian Football League. Passed for about 1 billion yards up there. He had phenomenal success in the NFL. One of the greatest pure passers you're ever going to see. Phenomenal in the running gun. Running shoot, it was called, I guess, back then. or the as Buddy Ryan called it, the Chuck and Duck. Whatever style you want to look at, Warren Moon was phenomenal. Incredible numbers, incredible talent. And a lot of people wouldn't put him there because he never won a Super Bowl or never got to a Super Bowl. Again, that's not the only criteria. How you play in big games, that's part of the criteria for me. Number eight, a lot of people are going to say he should be higher. But I took points away from this guy because while he was fast and loose, kind of the old gunslinger mentality, Brett Favre, number eight, just sometimes he chucked up passes he shouldn't have. Can't argue with the touchdown passes numbers. His love of the game, he was so much fun to watch. One of the guys that, you know what, you want a wild 48-45 shootout, you kind of say, okay, I'll take him and my team. Number seven, let me come back to number seven, because number seven is going to drive certain people so ballistic they may jump off a building. Let's just go to number six, John Elway. John Elway, great comebacks, great arm strength, could run, just a phenomenal guy. Phenomenal quarterback. Championships, he won two at the end of his career when he's really his last season. He was well beyond his prime. Kind of like Peyton Manning, who in his last year won a Super Bowl. And a lot of people will try to deduct, say he was 0-3 in Super Bowls before the last. So what? His team was 0-3. Okay, his teams weren't good enough to win Super Bowls. That wasn't his fault. He got them there a lot of time in tremendous comfort behind fashion. By the way, just a note, Steve Young, I did not put in the countdown. Because to me, he was a phenomenal quarterback, very talented. He didn't have a long enough career for me to put him in. That's the reason. Talent-wise, he's there. He's as good as any. Number five. Number five. And you're really curious right now, aren't you, who number seven is? Trust me. Number five is Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers, some idiot was on TV talking about him the other day. Well, he's only won one Super Bowl, and he's come up short so many times. Actually, it was ESPN Radio, Will Cain, who I have a lot of respect for, because Will Cain is one of the few sane voices. He's a conservative, although, you know, sports really isn't conservative or liberal, but he's a conservative. He makes some great points on ESPN, has a great show. A most entertaining host there, to my mind. But he was kind of ripping Rodgers. Look, Aaron Rodgers has an ability to do things, come from behind. It seems like no matter how little time's left and how many yards they have to go, he can bring a team all the way down the field. And the Packers, let's be honest, he's easily the best player for a while now. With apology to Clay Matthews Jr. I don't want him mad at me. Not only can he kick my ass, he can outrun me. It's not a good combination. But Aaron Rodgers, phenomenal talent. And again, Super Bowl's not the most important thing. Number four, he just became the NFL's all-time leading passer. Drew Brees, very underappreciated. Great, 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 great quarterback. He's another guy, if you're going to get in a shootout, and you say, hey, we'll give you Drew Brees as your quarterback, you say, okay, I'll take it. The numbers are there. Just phenomenal football player, phenomenal quarterback. So you got to put him in there. Now, number three. In fact, let me say, before I go to number three, let me go back to number seven. I've made you wait long enough. I'm going to say the name I have, the number seven quarterback in NFL history, and literally the fanboys of this player, the guys who wear his used jock on their face all the time, they will lose their minds. The top of their heads will come off. Joe Montana. Yes, I know he won four Super Bowls. So did Terry Bradshaw. Are you going to tell me Terry Bradshaw is as good as Joe Montana? No. Terry Bradshaw is not in my top 30 all-time quarterbacks. He's nowhere near as good as Joe Montana was. They both played on great teams, both did their job, and both won four Super Bowls. In fact, both were 4-0. In fact, that's the reason people get from Montana still saying he's better than Brady, because, well, he never lost a Super Bowl. Really? Well, yeah, Brady was on the losing team in 3 of the 8 Super Bowls, 8 he's been to, twice as many as Montana. And he's won 5, which is more than 4 for the math challenge Montana fan. And yeah, Joe Montana was a phenomenal quarterback. Phenomenal. Super accurate, smart, just a brilliant quarterback. But look at it this way. If you're going to hold it against Brady that his team lost 3 Super Bowls, all of which he played easily well enough to win the Super Bowl, by the way. If you're going to hold that against Brady, then hold it against Montana that his team didn't make the playoffs in 82. His team fell short in 83. How come he couldn't beat the Redskins in the NFC Championship? How about 85, 86, when they disappointed in the playoffs? How about 87, when they lost at home to the Vikings that barely made the playoffs, and the Vikings kicked their ass in that game? What about 1990? He couldn't beat the Giants? The Giants didn't even have Phil Simms playing quarterback in that game at home. San Francisco was at home. They still lost to the Giants with Jeff Hostetler. And you're going to tell me Montana's the greatest ever? No, I'm sorry, he's not. The narrative is Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback, and some people will never let go of that. Let me tell you a little story. There was a time I would have told you Dan Marino was the greatest quarterback I ever saw. Around 2004, 2005, I said, you know what, it's time to say Peyton Manning's better. That's no knock against Marino. He's still one of the elites. And then there came a time when I said, you know what, Peyton Manning, Brady's better. See, if you're open-minded and you actually look at things logically and are consistent with the scale you judge upon, then you're going to change your mind at times. So back to number 3. Now that the Montana fanboys have all probably jumped off a ledge somewhere. Number 3, Dan Marino. Quickest release you ever seen. Just phenomenally pinpoint accuracy. Phenomenal, phenomenal quarterback. The numbers he would put up today would dwarf the incredible numbers he put up back in the 80s and 90s because the game's changed. A lot of these quarterbacks would have larger numbers today. And let me tell you something, another thing about Montana, just to really stick it to the Montana fanboys, not the Montana fans, not the people who want to make a legitimate argument that he's the best ever, that's fine. I'm talking about the fanboys who continually change your narrative. They don't want to talk about regular seasons, only Super Bowls, but then they want to change. And, well, we can't talk about NFC championships. We can't talk about this. Make a logical argument for Montana, fine. But if you're a fanboy, to hell with you. So who's number 2? Who's number 2? Well, it's Peyton Manning. You should know by what I've already said. Peyton Manning, I think he might make the greatest offensive coordinator in history. If he was as good at that part, and I don't know if he could be, as quarterback, phenomenal. The guy is just, I mean, a gunslinger like, really, you can't compare. There's a few guys you can compare to Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Dan Marino or Montana or the Roethlisberger, the rest of the guys I mentioned. To me, he was the best. But Brady just did so many things in the postseason with less. Okay, if Brady had had a Marvin Harrison for over a decade, God knows what numbers he would have put up. But that's my top 10. And one more thing about Montana, I got sidetracked there. People say about Dan Marino, he only won one Super Bowl. They say that about other quarterbacks, too, or they didn't want, like Warren Moon didn't win one. Then they talk about system quarterbacks. If they don't really like the quarterback, they'll rip him because they say, well, yeah, it's a system. Look at the system he's getting. Montana was in a great system. Bill Walsh was a pretty good coach. So Bill Walsh was a great coach, had a great system. Montana flourished him because he's a brilliant quarterback. You put Dan Marino or Peyton Manning or Warren Moon or Dan Fouts or a lot of quarterbacks in that system, they would have won 4 Super Bowls too. In fact, they may have won more Super Bowls. Because maybe they're more talented physically than Montana. Who knows? So Montana was a bit of a system quarterback. That's another one of these narratives that drives me crazy. All right? He's a system quarterback. That's great to say you have a system that it's easy for, or easier, I should say, for a quarterback to be very successful, highly successful. Hear about that about some college quarterbacks. And look, not all great college quarterbacks are great NFL quarterbacks, or even NFL quality quarterbacks. They're different games. But if you look at the quote system quarterback, you got to be a really good quarterback to make that system work as well as Montana did. I mean, put Drew Brees in that system, or Aaron Rodgers, or John Elway. They would have had equal or maybe even more success. So yeah, I appreciate Joe Montana. I appreciate every guy on this list. I appreciate some guys I didn't mention because top 10 only has 10 spots. But man, you got to look at it objectively. That's my top 10. You want to disagree? Disagree with me. Seriously. I'm ready. I'll debate anybody, including Stephen A. Smith, if he can stop hyperventilating long enough. And by the way, just a hint to the NFL Network, ESPN, Fox, anybody. Please, God, do not put Michael Irvin on TV again. The man is insane. Seriously. This man could order a ham sandwich and a Coke and go into a 10-minute rant. Stop it. I appreciate, as a Cowboy fan, look, I appreciate the Cowboys back then, and Michael Irvin was a brilliant receiver, but God, I think he's probably a person I would, if I was on the Cowboys back then, one of us would have killed the other. That's how abrasive he is to me. So please don't put that idiot on TV again. He needs to calm the hell down. And don't tell me it's passion, okay? Because there's passion, then there's Michael Irvin insanity. See, I even take a shot at players I don't like. Now, you Montana fanboys, stop hyperventilating. Relax. The seventh greatest quarterback of all time is still pretty good. And the gap between number 10 and number 1 in this countdown ain't that great. Not that big a distance. Just remember that. All these are just phenomenal quarterbacks. Can't praise them enough. Thank you for listening. I'll do some more sports later, maybe. Other subjects, take off the politics. I get so jaded sometimes with Democrats and their BS and the left and the media. It's just, sometimes it just gets boring to me, frankly. But thank you for listening. I appreciate your patronage. Thank you very much. Good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the Daily Gator. And yes, if you're left, you just ain't right. And if you're a Montana fanboy, sorry about the butt hurt. Reality sucks sometimes. Y'all have a good one.